And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has had the experience of knowing people who were motivated by misunderstanding, by jealousy and love. But for the first time in her life, she sees two people who were once married to each other and who feel nothing but a violent hate for each other. Margaret Way has come to Lastonbury because she thinks her ex-husband is making some kind of a safe place in the world for himself, and her intention is to prevent this. She knows that he's in love with Oriane, and therefore, Oriane is the pivot of her plans, and Oriane knows this. She wants to rush down and speak to Mrs. Way, and Molly's trying to prevent it.
Oriane, please.
Mrs. Goldberg, please, I've made up my mind.
Oriane, please,
don't be
Mrs.
Way.
Please, please, Oriane, please, let me speak. Please, I'm not 2 years old, huh? I'm a little bit more, please, if you don't mind. Please, don't be hasty and don't be repulsive.
Be impulsive.
All right, Chandler, please, with the interest lesson, sound impulsive, let it be a nuisance.
Don't you think that Oriane knows what she wants to do?
Stanley, listen, Dr. Cater can be far off. Give a run down the road, you'll find him yet, and tell him before further ado to come back here. Please.
Why should...
Oriane, please.
Will you ladies excuse me, please?
Excuse you, thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goldberg. I know how disturbing this all must be to you.
Well, Ma, what do you want me to do?
Run down yonder in the road, I said. Please, run down yonder and tell Mr. Cater, each one of which I don't know, and tell him to come back.
Okay.
Please, if you don't mind.
Why should Dr. Cater...
Oriane, please. Before you go, Oriane, if you think you should... It's smarter to know what kind of a woman Mrs. Way is.
No. What kind of a woman can she be?
Dr. Cater's father went over. He spoke to her. Let us hear from him.
Ma.
Yeah. What do you got there?
My skirt. I want to press the pleat.
Press the pleat? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Forget the iron. I'll do it already. Don't leave David upstairs alone. I'm speaking with Oriane now, Rosalie. Please. Just put up the iron. Plug it.
Oriane, David said that you told him that you were going away.
Put up the iron.
Rosalie! David is calling you.
Go. I'll fix the iron already.
Here's the ironing board, Mark.
Give me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Take up an apple, sir, for the child. Maybe he wants to nibble.
All right.
Go, dear. All right. Oriane, I think, darling, that you're making much to do about nothing. In my eyes, Oriane, you're a very lucky person that is pushing away her good fortune, not with one hand... But with two hands.
How do you mean?
Dr. Cater. Dr. Cater's enjoying this. It's all part of his work.
You don't think I can take that man seriously, even if it was. If I permitted myself to care for him.
He's not. All right. Excuse me, 1 minute. It's the iron. It shouldn't get too hot. All right. Listen to me. Just listen to me. Take Mr. Ray, for instance. Hmm? Take Mr. Ray step by step. Take him step by step. 1 + 1 and 2 + 2.
I can't hurt Mr. Way.
Oh, but Dr. Cater, you can hurt, huh?
Mr. Way needs help.
Maybe
I know what it means.
Maybe Mrs. Way needs help also, too.
She's going about getting it the wrong way. First of all, by insulting me, by coming here and remaining. She's no longer married to Mr. Way.
Maybe there's something...
She left him and sued him for divorce when he needed help. She had enough money to pay his debts and clear him. And she didn't. Now when she thinks the poor man is finding a little comfort in living, she wants to snatch it away from him. Mrs. Goldberg, I'd marry Mr. Way myself just to show her that. I would do that.
That would be very foolish.
I know it. Then I have to go away.
Where will you go?
Molly, may I see you 1 minute, please?
Yes, I'm coming. Oriane, will you just see that the iron shouldn't get... Too hot, if you don't mind.
I'll understand.
Molly.
Oh, I'm coming, Jake. I'm coming. Excuse me.
How do you do, Jake?
Go away. Oh. Was it you, Oriane, who wanted me to come back?
Who came in?
Me, Ma.
Dr. Cable,
sir? Yes, Mrs. Goldberg. Don't hurry.
Family.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you ironing?
A skirt.
Rather a small skirt for you, isn't it?
It's Rosie's.
It's awfully nice of you to help out here.
Awfully nice of you to come running back.
Oh.
Well, when Sammy told me you were going down to Mrs. Wade's, I felt my place was here beside you. At the ironing board.
Would you burn yourself?
No, I didn't burn myself. This may all be very amusing for you, Dr. Keeter. After all, you are a collector of psychological curiosities. But these curiosities are living human beings. It hurts them.
What hurts them?
Just living.
How are you going to fix that? They're going to see Mrs. Wade?
I'm going to tell her that she can accomplish nothing by remaining at Glastonbury.
Well, it seems that all she wants to do is separate Wade and you. And that can't be done because you're in love with me. I could tell her that.
I'm not in love with you.
So what are you going to tell her? That you're in love with her ex-husband? That won't drive her off.
All she wants is to make him miserable and unhappy.
Well, perhaps it is. Because she's miserable and unhappy, too. And she blames him.
It won't make her feel any better.
Oh, when people are motivated by anger and jealousy, they don't think of that. Besides, this, of course, should be no secret, some people actually enjoy making others unhappy. You ought to know.
What would I know of it?
Oh, come on now, Oriane. Don't be coy with me. I love you too much for that.
Will you stop saying that?
If you want me to.
I want you to.
I'll stop then. But I'll show you how altruistic I am, Oriane. If I love you and you don't love me, at least I'm willing to help. I'll go down and see Mrs. Wade.
What for?
I'll help you have your friend, Mr. Edward Wade, all to yourself.
That's too noble, even for you.
Now, I'm honest about all this, Oriane. I want to see you happy. If you can be happy without me as a husband. Yes, I'll go down to Mrs. Wade and I'll use all my subtle skill as a mastermind and get her to leave Glastonbury.
How can you do that?
I'll do it. But I want you to promise not to go down to see her at all, unless I ask you to.
She wanted to see you anyway.
I know.
The whole thing is so mean and stupid.
Yes, isn't it? But I'll play midwife for you and Edward Wade. I'll make love to Margaret Wade myself.
You are quite capable of it.
Only in a medical way.
I don't trust you.
Oh, trust me, Oriane. Trust me the way I trust you.
Oh, stop it.
You want me to?
I'll wait to see what you can do.
Thank you for the privilege. Now, actually, Oriane, I'm quite interested in the character and the history of the Wade. From a doctor's point of view. They're both sick. Sick to the core. And I think I could help them.
Not with your attitude. You have to be sympathetic, you know.
You think I have to love them to help them?
You have to have confidence in human nature. And all you have is confidence in your own.
Oh, you don't understand my noble heart.
There you go again.
I've practiced my profession a long time, Oriane. And not because I made money at it either. Modern life has spread a great deal of private ruin through the lives of people. I'm interested in the cause and the help of it. You know, I'm supposed to be an expert in my field.
Then go and expert.
I shall. If you promise me that you won't go off and marry Mr. Wade until I say go, I'll guarantee to help him and his former wife. I know I can. I can help anyone who will let me.
Why should I promise you that?
Because I don't want my cure ruined behind my back.
What makes you think I'm going to marry Mr. Wade?
Oh, you won't if you're in your right mind. But a woman who sympathizes with a man can do anything foolish. Promise me.
I have no intention of marrying Mr. Wade within the next few days.
Oriane, you're not thinking
I'm
of me.
I'm a foolish woman.
Well, he's not the man for you.
But you are, I suppose.
Yes, I am. Promise to warn me in advance.
I promise.
Oh. Why then, Oriane, darling, we're as good as married.
But the brash and rather flip way that Chris uses with Oriane covers a deep and abiding interest in people. And a deep and sincere love for her. The problem of seeing and curing the ways isn't an easy one. And Chris's fear that Oriane might marry Wade because she pities him comes from a very real danger.